Name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Dear service guests in the tent, in the area around, those who are yet coming towards Daughter Neil, and to everyone who is listening, I shall read the Word of God from the 8th chapter of the book of Acts, chapter 9, from verses 26 till 40. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south, onto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, and read Esaias the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Esaias, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the place of scripture which he read was this: He was led as a sheep to slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare this his generation? For his life is taken from earth. And Enoch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh a prophet here, of himself or of some other man? And Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and Enoch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded a chariot to stand still. And when they went down into the water, both Philip and Enoch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the Enoch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Amen. Luke has written into the Acts of the Apostles many of these stories. Where God shows his power, where God uses the children of God, the believers, as workers leading unbelieving people into God's kingdom. I'm sure you boys and girls have heard this story in Sunday school when Philip baptized this Ethiopian. In these situations, if we take this example, there we could call them small services. There are two people. Maybe the Enoch had more people with him. And he probably had guards that were guarding the treasure. But the conversation was between Philip and Enoch. When we read in the beginning, we see that God had sent Philip into this to do this work. And he gave unto Philip gave a very clear address and explained who is there and what he should do. He sent Philip to do the work of the gospel. The text does not relate unto us what type of mind Philip had when he left, but we know that as a child of God approaches an unbelieving person with that mind, that perhaps he could explain something of God's word, enlighten something, so that they would receive the grace of repentance. Your mind is not always very good. We remember when Saul received the grace of repentance. There, the apostle battled against it. And even considering the situation, it was very hard to go approaching Saul and exhort him unto repentance. Also, Peter, with the other disciples, they went to visit Cornelius. God had to lead the brothers there. But all these that we just remembered, we see that matter, that God had prepared the ground, the heart beforehand. And when we think in this way, these brothers, like Philip, they dared to go do this duty. What we see from all of these happenings always, even at these small services where there are only two people, God's Spirit has been seen. God's kingdom and the Holy Spirit had opened a word. We can see in our text also that not by reading we are not saved or redeemed. We do not know why Philip read the Bible, which at that time was a scroll of the prophet Isaiah, that when he had been at celebration, did he think of a certain happening? But he had, as the text showed us, that he wanted to read from the heart. And he also knew that prophet Isaiah was a righteous person. And here, when Philip went closer and stood beside the coach, and when he heard this text that he was reading Isaiah, Philip asked, "You read, but do you understand what you're reading?" A very short question that went straight into the matter at hand. When I examined this text over the last few days, I remember a certain brother's or his story of their neighbors who were not believing. How they had visited often. And the neighbors asked straight from this brother and his wife, "Why do you not speak unto us the word of God? Why don't you speak of God's kingdom? Think of this. How this type of question shakes a person. If you think that your neighbor would come and ask this question, it felt like they were accusing him, which they weren't. But we also know by faith that quietness has also taught the neighbors, even if matters of faith were not spoken. We as children of God, around our home, at work, or when we have free time, we do not often guess how many would hope that we would speak something of God and of that faith which they see in us, even though we don't speak of it. And this Ethiopian also seen this. We can understand here when he knew that Isaiah was righteous, and he knew that Philip was righteous or a believer. And that is why he asked this question. when he read of the book. I'm not going to go over it again. We remember. But this was the prophecy of Jesus Christ and his duty here on earth, of his suffering, his death, his burial and resurrection. This is what Peter also preached unto Cornelius and brought forth also as a guarantee that they had traveled with Jesus and ate and spent time with Christ. Listen to his teaching. And also spoke of what why Christ was here. And when Philip asked, or the Ethiopian asked Philip, "Can you tell me of whom the prophet speaks, of himself or someone else?" Here, in one verse, we can see that Philip began to speak and start from this writing and preach unto the man the gospel and spoke about Jesus. We already remembered that's these stories we see that those repentance that God's gift, his grace work, and how this repentance that one cannot repent except through the gospel that is preached through the Holy Spirit. Not by reading, not by good works. I think of Cornelius reading this text. He was a righteous man, or he was known to be righteous. Did great works, but this was not for salvation. And in our life, we can see such people who do a lot of good work. They read the scriptures. They go to church. But they are not believing. They do not have the peace of God within them. Here in the Bible, especially here in the Acts of the Apostle, we can see many services as we heard from our brother before us. We remember those services when the Holy Spirit flowed down upon the apostles. Everyone was there. The 12 disciples. Matthew was also there as one of the 12. There, the people of many nations who were witness unto this. And before all, seeing how the gospel was preached unto everyone in their own tongue, in their own language. This everyone marveled. It says in Scripture that they were amazed and asked each one another, what is this? What is happening? What is going on? But then there were those who ridiculed. In God's Word, it is said, others laughed at them and said, they are full of sweet wine. They thought in a temporal way that these people were drunk. After this ridicule, Peter arose before the 12 and spoke unto them. And Peter said that these people are not drunk as you think, for now it is the third moment of the day. And this speech of Peter was very long. What he held, I'll just read a short portion in the beginning. How Peter said, this is that that has been prophesied before by the prophet Joel. That God's word, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that is based upon the written word, Peter began his preaching and continued boldly preaching. And Peter continued until, I'll read at the end, that all houses of Israel shall know that God had anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who you crossed, who you nailed on a cross, to be Christ unto you. This is spoken very boldly. But we can see how God's word that one dies through the dagger but becomes alive, and through love one is awakened, a sinful heart. And those that listened, their consciences were awakened, and they experienced on their own that their hearts were not good. What happened there? When these people heard the word and it went through the hearts that you met, you brothers, what must we do? God had opened the hearts of these people. God's word was able to approach these people. They were not those hearers who were offended. They were the hearers that wanted, that they heard it as a mind of a humble person, and they wish to ask, how can we become saved? God's word leaves no one. No one on the road to damnation. But the gospel takes care. And the gospel frees through the power of the Holy Spirit for one to believe. And it happened here also that Peter just said that repent and let each other baptize and baptize with the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the Holy Spirit in this way. Here it is seen as a great work of God. And if I read yet one verse, Peter continued that this blessing is unto you and unto your children. It is that promise has been given that the future generations who calls for our Lord, the gospel is for them also. Then Luke did not write everything up. It was a long sermon. But there, the people who listened, they hungered for the word. And it says here, and those who accepted his word, they were baptized. And on that day, about 3,000 souls were added. These beginning services, it was time of awakening. After the Holy Spirit came down upon earth. And there were probably many at services. And we, as we are gathered here today in Tornio, we believe that after the week, or this week, and there shall be about 70,000 service guests here. When Peter and the apostles preached, they did not have such types of communication channels as we have today. These services, each sermon, is broadcast through the radio. Many different experiences are heard around the world or around the globe. And a prayer of our heart of those that are here. And those of you who are at home, that as many as possible could experience as Philip, as this gospel that Philip preached, that you could feel this in your own heart. You who feel that there is no longer the right spirit in your heart. God's word exhorts us that one needs to repent, believe the gospel. How in our text at the end, there's a very important doctrinal issue here in the forgiveness of sins. When is Ethiopian, the Enoch. When he continued his journey. When he came to a place where was water. Now here is water. Is there anything, any reason why I can't be baptized? In the old Bible. It's translated. This whole verse is out. Where Philip says, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is Son of God. Here it is seen that first is faith, then baptism. Here we see the command of Jesus, the command to baptize. Both speakers spoke of this earlier. But you dear young, and your boys and girls, they've heard, you have heard this command at baptism. That when unto a child, when they are given names, there this command to baptize is heard. And this is for the strengthening of your faith, of our faith. It is a covenant of good conscience. Of a child of God through the Holy Spirit. And we believe upon this. We know that when a child is born into this world, he is a believer. He owns the righteousness of God, and when he is given a name in baptism, this covenant is strengthened, just like communion is also for the strengthening of our faith. How secure it is to see in this way. And listen, dear friends, if your this covenant through baptism has ended because of unbelief, what happened to this Enoch when he repented and believed his own sins forgiven? He was also being returned to the covenant of baptism. If you think of this, if this is a hindrance to repentance, this is for our security. It is a covenant of good conscience that is cared for here in God's kingdom. I believe at these services in the yard here, wherever you sleep, and even there at home when you're listening, I'm sure there are these two people services where we take care of this covenant of a good conscience. We can be comforted when we look through the eyes of faith. We can remember the high priest Joshua when his dirty clothes were stripped away and he was dressed in clothes of righteousness. What was he promised? I will give you a few to guide you. A few people to guide you. Here, there are many people to travel with us, and there are those that are close to us. I would like to, especially to you young, if you have been defeated by the enemy of soul, and you would wish to come to services, or you're listening at home, I embolden you to uplift your mind and believe the gospel. And unto all of us, children of God, it is important to remember, as we heard, that we've already heard, that believe, faith cometh through hearing, and hearing of the word of God. We cannot care for our conscience, our clean conscience, if we do not go to services, if we don't hear God's word, if we do not visit other believers. How important this is. And brothers and sisters, when you feel yourself poor, as a poor worker, do not look at your own dirty heart. Look on a beginner and finisher of faith, unto Jesus. For in his weak, he's promised to be strong. And it is important that your own sins are forgiven, that your own conscience is clean. We remember when the 70 disciples returned, and the spirits have been given unto us. Do not be joyous over this, but rather be joyous that your names are written in a book of life. It is so comforting at these summer services. And now, in the beginning, we can remain believing all sins forgiven, all trials, temptations, doubts forgiven, in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. I wish to say unto peace, joy, and freedom, that Enoch left joyfully. It does not say where he went, but he continued his journey, rejoicing. I've been so tempted thinking of this sermon. I would like to ask, can I believe my own sins forgiven? I promise to believe with you. In Jesus' name, amen.